Could vertical time be the condition that accounts for our missing universe? Life scientists and physical scientists have very interesting statistics that they use to show us how we relate to our world. For example, we've all heard it said that 90% of our brain is unused, that we only use 10% of our brain. Well, this is interesting because physical scientists, physicists, for example, in their view of the creation of our universe, have very similar statistics for the universe. Researchers believe that on very sophisticated computers, we can actually model the moment that creation began, and what some researchers call the Big Bang. And from that moment, in the simulations, in the models of the Big Bang, when we run the simulations out, something very fascinating as well as unexplained occurs within the first few seconds after the beginning of creation. Scientists find that 90% of creation disappears in the models. We can't account for it. And there are articles in magazines and scientific and tech journals that actually say 90% of the universe is missing. They're saying, where is it? Well, scientists have come up with a term called dark matter. It's this stuff that appears to be in between the nothingness of the cosmos, although we cannot see it directly. We can see its effects through gravity and magnetics on celestial bodies around it. What is this dark matter? This is one of the great mysteries of physics. Could the concept of vertical time and many possibilities playing out, could that attribute to the condition that we account for in our missing universe? In other words, is it possible that from the moment that creation began, as it began to expand very quickly, if in fact we did have this Big Bang, the 90% of creation that disappears has vibrated itself so quickly it has vibrated beyond the realm of our senses and our machines into what we now know is higher dimensional state spaces. Well, this is precisely now what our own quantum science, our own physics, is beginning to suggest, that there are many dimensions of our experience, many dimensions of our reality. They all coexist simultaneously. They're all playing out in this very moment. And that perhaps that dark matter that we can see the effects of is where these other experiences and where these other dimensions live in our world. If so, this opens the door to a tremendous possibility of how we relate to the world around us as well as to the cosmos. Stephen Hawking, one of the most renowned physicists of modern times, has actually said in very recent years, quantum science, quantum mechanics, does not predict a single definite result or an outcome for an observation. We can't tell you precisely what's going to happen in a given point in time. Instead, quantum science predicts a number of different possible outcomes first, and then it tells us how likely each outcome might be. Quantum science is saying there are many possible outcomes for any given situation. This is precisely what the ancients were saying to us, I believe, in the words of their time, as they were sharing their insights into our future, their prophecies. They were showing us many, many different possibilities and saying to us, this is what we have seen in your future. And then they were even taking us one step further. They were showing us how to participate in choosing which future plays out in our world. For all possibilities to be present in the moment, two conditions must already be in place. One, that means that every possibility must already exist. We have heard time and time again that we create our reality. I know that we've all heard that many, many times. Quantum science says that's close. It's not quite accurate. Rather than creating the reality, quantum science says that all possibilities, all realities are already created. That every eventuality, every condition, every outcome of every relationship and experience that we could ever think of, it's already there in vertical time. Secondly, for these conditions to be present, it says that every possibility must occupy the same place in the same instant of time. Well, think about what this means. How is it if all of these possibilities all exist in the same moment of time, how can they be in the same place in the same time without bumping into each other? My physics taught me that two things cannot be in the same place in the same instant of time because there's only space for one at a time. However, quantum science, under laboratory conditions, has now created the temperatures and the pressures where two atoms in very different places may be brought together and occupy the same space in the same moment, in the same instant of time, without bumping into one another. What our science traditionally has said could not happen.